Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio with no light in my face now because we fixed the window shade.
The winter sun.
Yeah. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing? Better now.
Yeah. You guys can't see this, but on YouTube, you'll see, like, I guess, well, you wouldn't see it because we fixed it. But there was like one light beaming right in my eyeball, like from above the curtain thing. Anyways, all fixed. Got a great episode for you guys today, guys. We are heading out to Maryland tomorrow morning for our Iron Circle experience with Gino Wickman,
yes, sir,
and Chris Carter, and a special guest.
Special.
In fact, by the time I could probably just say what it is right now.
Yeah, we're a week after at least.
Yeah. So we hired the fire walking expert for Tony Robbins to come do a fire walk ceremony with us with the Iron Circle. So how cool is that?
It's awesome.
And he talks about it. It's like, can you burn your feet? And he's like, well, you get little kisses sometimes if you don't focus. How can you walk on hot coals and not burn your feet?
I think that's the whole point of doing this, isn't it?
That's the point. All good. All right, quick. Well, that's it. That's the update. Let's get into this episode, guys. We are at that time of year again. Black Friday. In the fitness industry, in fact, all of industries, this is a huge time of year.
Retail 101, yeah.
The whole naming of Black Friday really means to get your business into the black, which on a P&L, red is negative, black is positive, and that's just really where the name came from. It was the time of year that retailers would liquidate and try to get their old inventory out, get profitable, and move forward. For the gym industry or the fitness industry, we leverage this time of year for a lot of reasons. This is a big cash infusion for a lot of gyms. This is to lock in clients for the following year. This is a time to get people off the fence. So Black Friday has conditioned the marketplace to want to buy.
Yeah.
It's conditioned the marketplace to want to buy and want to buy big. You know, the quote, I just did a webinar. There was a statistic, 78% of Americans agree that they will spend significantly more during Black Friday than all the rest of the times.
Interesting.
So like Memorial Day, say, 4th of July sale, you know, Black Friday's is thought to be like the best deals of the year. Whether or not they are is debatable.
Sure. Yeah.
Because there's plenty of tactics and tricks and things that you can do to make it appear like it's a great deal, but it could be just your regular price.
Yeah, you hear the same thing about like Prime Days. You hear the same thing about, you know, Black Friday is a big one, right? Like, what is the comparison to a normal price? But do we just think it's a great deal? Yeah. And, you know, that's I think the big takeaway there, though, is the marketplace is conditioned. What the businesses are doing is one thing, but the big takeaway is the fact that like people are ready to buy.
Yeah.
And they're going to make that choice. They're going to spend the money somewhere on something.
Sure.
Because they're anticipating doing so. Yeah, they're already coming into it like, hey, I've got this, you know, it's burning a hole in their pocket type of thing.
So for gym owners out there thinking whether or not you should do this or not, well, there's a lot of things to consider, but I will tell you this, your list, your clients, your people on your that are watching you are expecting something. Mm-hmm. So it won't be a surprise if you do something. And, you know, every year we go into this, the economics around it and the market's always unique, right? Every year is unique. This year, we're in a really weird year. We've got an election in the United States coming up. You've got exorbitant inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Long-term inflation. And people are nervous in general. You can feel it in the air. A lot of gym owners that I speak to, they're seeing drop off on their consultations. Clients are kind of putting their stuff on freeze or canceling memberships to save and hold on. You know, there's different types of people out there. There's people that fear everything. Yep. There's people that fear nothing. And then there's some people in between.
Yeah.
I would probably venture that some of your clients are right in the middle there that are probably getting a little nervous that, you know, they got the Christmas coming up. You've got, you know, the holidays, you're going to be buying stuff anyway, like budgets. And then you've got this uncertainty in the market with the inflation. So like you got stock market at an all time high, yeah, which is interesting.
Yep.
You've got sentiment for what people, you know, as of this morning are swaying towards a Republican candidate for president, which usually means better economic times. Who knows?
Yep.
I can't tell you the answer. Nobody can. And so there's uncertainty. So there's people wondering what's going to happen. Normally, I would tell you not to run a Black Friday campaign to your current membership base.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, you know, you don't want to cannibalize your EFT. I just had a great call, or actually I was texting with one of our Iron Circle members who had an amazing Black Friday last year, but it hurt him all year because he lost all this EFT. It's a catch 22.
Sure.
Now, normally I would say this is not a good idea to run to your current market, because if you know to your current membership, because if you know us, we're all about recurring revenue, building up recurring revenue to as high as it can be. But I think this year's a little different.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. I think with the uncertainties of this year, what the end of this year is bringing, it is one of those things where it's almost, I don't want to say a safety, you know, a decision to be safe, but you're taking the path that's going to solidify as much as you can,
yeah.
I guess. You know what I mean?
And that's why this year I'm kind of reconsidering, because if you get clients locked in for next year, with all the uncertainty, it doesn't really matter. They've already paid you. They're in your, you know, hopefully they stay and they don't ask for refunds, which is possible too. But like you kind of want to lock your clients in for the next year because all of the uncertainty in a standard year without an election, without this crazy inflation, I would say no, absolutely never do that.
Sure.
And so it's up to the gym owners, whether or not do you want to run your current, you know, membership base through your offer, you know, your current members will buy.
Sure.
100% will buy. Not 100% of your members, but they were getting, you know, if you're going to want, you want big cash infusion, run this play to your current members.
Your current members are, the relationship's there, like, trust, respect. You've checked all those boxes. I mean, when it comes to an offer, like that is the hottest of a client list.
So that's something to consider. Now let's get into the actual, what do you offer for Black Friday? We're doing a call today, actually, for all the people that joined our Black Friday workshop, and we're talking about this
after this podcast,
After this. So typically what we like to run is a good, better, best model. What do I mean by that? So three offers, don't get four, don't get two. I mean, like, good, better, best is very, very common in our industry and in a lot of industries. Like, hey, here are your three options.
Yep.
You don't want to muddy the waters. You could go down, if you're not going to do three, I would say do one.
There you go.
Just do one. If you're going to do one, like, make that's your one Black Friday thing, you will sell. So good, better, best. You can do a couple different ways you can create the good, better, best. Number one, you can do three different services. Basic gym access could be your good. Better could be your large group training membership. And then your best could be your semi-private training.
There you go.
You could do your good could be your large group training, middle could be semi-private, and then the best could be one-on-one. Okay, so good, better, best. You can also do it by frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you only offer semi-private training. Once a week could be your good, twice a week could be your better, and then your best could be three times a week or unlimited. You could do two, three, unlimited. You can do length of term. You could do 3 month is your good, 6 month is your better, your best could be an annual. You could do a combination of those things.
Yeah.
You could do, hey, we're going to do 1 year basic access gym membership. We're going to do a 6 month, twice a week semi-private, and then we're going to do an unlimited semi-private for a year. Like, you could bounce them around. Now, as you move up from good to better to best, the discounts need to become greater.
Mm-hmm.
And I say discounts with quotes because really we're not discounting anything. We're incentivizing our, we're creating more value in our memberships by adding things to them.
There you go.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
And without getting too deep into it, there's a million things you could do. I have a whole two slides on things that you can add into your memberships to create more value. But one of the kind of the ones that I like the most is going to local businesses in your market where your current members are shopping, using their services, and making a deal with them. And really the conversation is like this. You go to a massage place, like a sports massage style place. You go to that owner of that operation and say, hey, Randy, could I send you some clients this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, really?
I would love that.
I would love that, right? Every client, every business wants more clients. Okay, great. Here's what I'm going to do. I'd love to offer a 30-day, you know, or a 3-massage package that you're going to give me so I can add it to my current Good, Better, Best Black Friday campaign that I'm going to send to my entire list of 10,000 people, my current members. I'm going to post it online, but do all the marketing for you. All you need to do is give me a gift card that has a value of $300, $400, $500. And you know what? We'll send you the clients when they do. And, yeah. And who really isn't going to do that?
Well, and from the other side, the other seat, right? From their seat, it's free lead gen. I mean, they have to pay to acquire a client. They're tapping into your list now. So it's a mutually beneficial situation.
Yeah. It's either they come out of pocket or they do the service.
Yep.
And for them, it's like reverse the roles. Mm-hmm. Let's say the chiropractor down the street says, hey, I'm going to run a huge marketing campaign to my list. I got 8,000 people. I got 500 clients, whatever it is. Can we throw something in to increase the value of our offer? What would you say?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Absolutely.
So don't think it's weird to go to another business and ask them to throw something in.
Yeah.
And so that's another way to increase the value of your offer without more delivery.
Without you as a gym having to pay to go into your pocket to serve them.
Yeah. You can do nutrition programs, put in supplements. You can waive enrollment, throw a December in for free. You can give basic gym access as a part of it. Like stuff that you would normally already offer in your memberships. Like for example here, we don't really sell basic gym access anymore.
Yeah.
If somebody came, we can negotiate, but in the past it was $99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a $1,200 a year. Now, as a member here, as a semi-private training member, we give you access anyway, but we add it to the visuals to like, hey, there's a value of $1,200 on top of this because you get gym access the entire year.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be more, you don't have to discount anything. The point is you're just showing a bigger value for the best, then the better, then the good, right? So as you move up from good, better to best, the packages need to get larger in price, but the discount or the savings or the value needs to be larger as you go up. So you can go 10% off, 20% off, 30% off.
Sure.
You can do 500 off, 1,000 off, 1,500 off. Okay. Yep. There's different ways to look at it. But the point is, as you move up, you're getting the best offer with the best value, with the best discount, again, in quotes, to make it look like, oh yeah, that is the best value.
Yeah. Let's break down the discount too, because I think that there's a little bit of uncertainty around what you mean by like discount and not discounting and like, well, we're increasing value, but we're doing it at a discounted rate, like, it can be a little bit kind of confusing.
Sure.
The goal is to not dip in and discount your monthly, like, what your service that you're selling, right?
Core offer.
The core offer, the membership for that training, you're not discounting that to incentivize them just on a discount for your the services that you're going to have to pay, you know, fulfill throughout the term that they're signing up for. So if you're selling general access, sell the value of full general access. The additions to the value of the package is where you're making up the quote unquote discount. Right. It's not coming off of, you know, like if you're, for example, $99 a week for our unlimited training, semi-private. We're not going to $69 a week in the value of the package. It's the other ancillary services right. and sales that are padding the sale. So no matter what, we're walking away with a whole membership value mm-hmm. in the sale. And that's the goal. Because obviously, to Tim's point in the beginning, we're trying not to cannibalize that EFT.
Correct. Yep. You're not trying to cannibalize EFT, but you're not trying to cannibalize the value of what you're going to get over the next year anyway. So let's just say it was $100 a week, okay, for unlimited semi-private training.
Sure.
It's pretty close. We're 99. Yep. Let's call it 100. So the package, let's just say that was our best package, okay? So the total package value is going to be $5,200 to buy that for the year, but we're going to throw in a bunch of extras to make it worth $7,200. So there you got this $1,300 discount or whatever,
yeah.
right? So like that's the idea, okay? So then there's other things you can do in your offers to increase the total cart value. And one of the things we're going to do this year that we've never done is we're going to put the ability to buy multiple goods, multiple betters, multiple bests. Why do we say that? Because every year we get somebody like, hey, if I want to buy this from me and my husband or my wife, we used to say, hey, you just go through it twice.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have a selector. You can buy two of these, one of these, one of these. Obviously, you're going to have some caveats on the bottom, only one per person, you know, can be bought for gifts. We'll call you at, you know, after you run your transactions to find out who these people are that you're buying this for.
Sure.
But what a great gift, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And if you don't offer it, nobody's going to buy it. If you do, somebody's going to toggle that to two and you're going to double your cart value just because it's there.
Yep.
We're getting away from OTOs and bumps this year. There's just too much because a lot of the question marks of every year is like, what do I put in my main package? Now we're going to put an OTO and an order bump, which is another small product to increase the order value. We're just not going to do it this year.
Sure. Just include them and just bake everything into the offers themselves, the initial offers and go for it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably data driven. You know what I mean? I think looking back over the last few years, just looking at where the sales come from, I think that that's probably our best move. Sometimes some of those things like, yes, what was it? Was it a Dan Kennedy quote about the being directly proportional to the number of offers you offer?
Frank Kern.
Frank Kern, yeah. Right? And so the revenue is directly proportional to the number of offers that you offer your list, right? When OTO and a bump is designed to raise the order value, but to some portion of it, I mean, it might become noise, right? Or somebody might not make the decision on that package because they're considering a bump offer on top of it or things like that. I think that simplicity this year is probably going to be the winning ticket.
Well, it's simplicity, but it's also less for people to think about as gym owners.
True.
Like, what do I offer here? Now, in the past, what we would do is we would let somebody buy the thing. And then on the next confirmation page, we would give them another offer. Some percentage of the people would click that button and you would raise your order value. But the reason we're not doing this year is like, it was negligible to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one in like 70 people bought it like last year. Like, okay,
yeah,
cool. So that one person. So, but the time it takes to think about all of that and just versus just adding that to your main package to make it look like a better value than... That's the take. Like that's the direction we're going to go. Now the next kind of thing you have to think about when it comes to Black Friday is after Black Friday ends, Cyber Monday's here. Okay, so people are back to work and they're back at their computer and they say the on the e-com side that Cyber Monday is the biggest sales day, retail in person's Black Friday is the biggest sales day, so we want to capitalize on the Cyber Monday crowd back at work. Now the idea is that Black Friday is not available anymore.
Yep.
If you decide to sell it, that's on you. It's up to you. Like somebody's going to ask for it after it ends in person and you just have a choice to make. Yeah, that's fine. Let me go ahead and put you in there. Or, sorry, we're not, you know, you can buy this little thing. So the idea behind Cyber Monday is to get the people that weren't ready to commit to the big package on the Black Friday with a trial.
Sure.
$99 or less. You know, I've seen $7 for, it's completely against what we like to do, but I would say throw a trial in there. Let's just say you're normally $99 a week. Make it $99 for 2 weeks.
Sure.
Big deal.
Yep.
And get somebody like, okay, well, I will try it. Or I missed it. Well, oh, it's only $100 or whatever. So like, that's the idea. And traditionally, you know, fractional sales come on Cyber Monday, except for a couple people. Like I was just talking to one of our Iron Circle members. He did more sales on Cyber Monday than he did on Black Friday. It was interesting.
Yeah.
And there's price structures around like what, you know, how to price your good, better, and best in your Cyber Monday. And we get into all that in our calls and stuff. I can share a little bit here. You kind of want, if you're ADD or whatever, or obsessive about the numbers, like being equal,
yeah.
You could have a, you know, $500, $1,000, and a $1,500 good, better, best. There's like, oh, well, it's $500 more. I like from good to better, I like a jump, and then I like a larger jump to the third one.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's $500. I don't know what your rates are going to be. $697 for the good, $997 for the better, which is $300, and then $1,497 over here, which is $500. So you have a $300 jump between the first two and a $500 jump between the next two. Good, better, best. Like, that's just kind of how I like to do it. But some people like to be exactly the same. Now, the other side of that is where I was like saying the price goes up, the discount needs to go up as well. So save $200 on the first, you know, the good, save $500 on the better, and save $1,000 on the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but that means you have to add a ton of extra stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so think about it. Like, there's things that you can create value, like InBody.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, you know what? It's $35 a scan. We're going to give you 12 scans. It's worth whatever that math says.
Sure.
$500. Okay. You can say that. Again, like we said, for the access to the gym, you could do a meal plan, a template. You could do, I really like throwing in guest passes.
Yeah.
Like, get more out of it. Like, hey, here's a $500 gift card to give to another friend or family member. It's $500 value. And you just give it to somebody else, though.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground, pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering, what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle, because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, and the goal through all of it's, you know, anytime that we can expose more people, right? It's it all plays into, and if you think about that traditionally as a gym owner, you're like, oh, $500 to give away to somebody else, like, oh my God, that's so much value. Well, that's the point, but it's a ton of value, but it's also, what is the cost for you to go market to bring somebody in on your own? What are you going to sell? What is the cost to acquire that new client? Typically, what is the big difference here? I mean, you might spend another $100-$200 acquiring the client, but if you acquire the client, they're worth a hell of a lot more than the $200 that you kind of went in the hole to get them in your business. The next month, you're already profitable on that new person. And then
it's ridiculous not to offer, and I'll tell you why. In a semi-private model, in a one-on-one, I don't know if this makes as much sense. The math says this. Let's say you gave away 1 month of unlimited training, and that value of that's worth $500. Okay, you give that to somebody and they come in and they use it. Okay, what is the hard cost to the business? Well, you have to service, let's just say, what we already know, let's call it 12 sessions over the next 30 days, because that's about the average of what somebody comes in. It's 11, but let's go 12. Let's say you pay your coach $300 or $30 a session. Okay, that's $360 hard cost. But it's semi-private. You were going to spend that anyway.
Yes.
If, especially if you have people in those sessions, which hopefully you do. Mm-hmm. So you're just adding this human being to the already sunk cost of your employee, which now the additional hard cost to the business is zero. Mm-hmm. It costs you $0 to give away a $500 free month of unlimited personal semi-private training versus acquiring a customer online. For us, like we're ranging anywhere from $400 to $600 in real money out the door to acquire a client through paid ad spend. Why the hell wouldn't I do a unlimited gift card to as many people as possible?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And so on this next episode, I'm going to give you guys a crazy gift card campaign.
Oh, yeah.
That's just bonkers how win-win-win this is.
Perfect time of year for it, too.
Perfect time of year. We're going to get into that maybe on another episode. But think about the math I just shared with you. You've got sunk costs in your employees anyway. Why not add somebody to that that you can acquire and turn around into a client where versus buying something from Facebook? It's just a no-brainer.
And you have to, and you listening have to understand too the psychology. You have to look at all of your business like this, right? What is it? Because every time you go to acquire a client, this is the same mentality. What is my cost to acquire them? What am I making month one? What is my profit? Mm-hmm. Like, where's my breaking point? When do I start to make and earn? And even in your situation, it's probably month one. I mean, it truly is. I mean, even I guess if you're giving them a full month, it'd be month two, but you can't find another situation where you're going to be able to acquire a client at a cost that's that low, yep. Right? You just went over the hard cost of the deliverable.
Yep.
You technically are profitable even giving away $500 month one.
Now, there's a big difference between doing it the way that I said and using it as a hook on your marketing. I'll tell you the big difference. What I'm saying is give a gift card to a member who will then refer somebody.
Glad you mentioned that.
Versus running cold advertising for a free month to your gym. Completely different. You got a warm prospect. Somebody that already knows, likes, and trusts you is giving away your like referral to a friend or family member. They're pre-sold.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is the place I go to. Why don't you, I got a gift card for you. Come on in. Let's train together. Think about that person versus, hey, I saw this for free. Can I train for free for 30 days and never call you back?
Yeah.
That's the difference, well, right there.
And you know you win. You know it's 100% agreeable when if you would ask without that play in or without that kind of structure in play, if you were just to say to a gym owner, what are your best leads? And they would 100% say referrals.
Referrals, right. So if put the referrals on steroids.
Exactly. Yeah, let's incentivize the referral. Like exactly. You're giving that. You're putting fuel on that fire to the people who are already in your business. They're going to go bring people who are just like them to your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly the point. We're not going to cold traffic to somebody who's never heard of you, like, trust and respect, just slap them in the face with incentive.
Yeah.
And giving, yes, and truly giving away a service to somebody who... Yeah. Who knows what their thoughts
are. You just heard the math. The math makes total sense when you've already got a semi-private model and you're going to already just put that client in with something that's already being sunk cost. So do it.
Yeah. Right?
Add that to your offer. So anyways, listen, every year we do this episode. Every year, the next couple months after the episode comes out, we hear about these amazing, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 income weeks for people that just heard this episode. They did the things that we said. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear those stories again this year. I would love to hear from you guys. You're going to run a campaign. Let's hear the money you make. Would love to hear from you.
And was it Ryan Smith? I think the year before he came in the Iron Circle, the year before he took our advice here, and I think he still did like 19,000 and was like, he's like, yeah, before that we did like six. Like,
yeah.
And just, I mean, think of the increase in revenue there. And then stepping into the Iron Circle and running the full campaign with us was even greater after that fact. But there's value in the lesson that we just shared. And that, to Tim's point, like, take that to the marketplace when you're designing your Black Friday offers. You have to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your opportunity. And the webinar, you said it. You've got three options. You've got don't do anything, do it on your own, or do it with us. But either way, as long as you take action, you will have some percentage of of wins. I mean, I don't think anybody who's come through us, nobody's not made Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how big you're willing to go and how, you know, how big your list is, how many people you can incentivize to take action.
And that's good to end on this, because the list is really the critical factor here. Yeah. Is you've got to have a list. You've got to have a list that is engaged, at least 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, don't run ads to this.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too.
Especially this year.
This time of
year. I mean, come on. I mean, you're fighting against every politician's ads and everything else. Although, you know what? Honestly, I'm not seeing a lot of politic ads on
social.
Are you?
That's a good point. I don't think I've seen.
I'm not seeing a lot. You know, every year during Black Friday, though, the increase, last year was 39% documented. Oh, yeah. So the cost per CPM, cost per 1,000 impressions, increases during Black Friday, regardless, just because there's X amount of impressions available per day, per hour, per month. Well, the less people that are advertising, the lower the cost it is to get your stuff shown.
Supply and demand.
So, yep. So with more advertisers, regardless of gym or industry or jeweler or car dealership or restaurant or whatever, Black Friday, they're all going to market. So let's stay out of that pool. Let's not worry about that. Let's go attack the list. And that also means right now you need to be growing, nurturing, giving value to your list just to prime them up.
Yep.
And that's the idea.
Yeah. That's the Black Friday play in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hopefully you guys go run off and create some amazing offers. If you guys need help, we do have a service available. I'm not sure if it's going to be available by the time this comes out, but reach out to us. We'll put a link in the show notes to book a call. We will actually run this campaign for you. We're doing this for 40-something gyms already. So if you want to slide in on that deal, let us know. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Love to hear the stories. Until next episode, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.